It's time for a new episode of There You Go, the podcast where anything goes. Corey Crow is your host, and we're starting right about now.
It's almost like I forgot how to do this. Welcome to the podcast. This is technically season two, as this is 3 months to the day of last episode, which was number 23. 3 months. Been a weird 3 months for me. A lot of issues. Some stuff. Work stuff. Career stuff. Needing a new career stuff. Family obligations. Family vacation. Exhaustion. Headaches. What else? I don't know. Basically a lot of stuff played into the fact that I had no motivation to come back and do these. But after talking to my good friend Miko the other day when we hung out, he said now's the time to start doing them again. So there you go. I'm back. And I'm ready to do this. I think that's all I can legally play. That would be Portraits, Here We Go Again, from like the early 90s. One of my favorite songs growing up. I'm also going to title the episode that because, technically it's a comeback episode. So here we go again. There You Go is officially brought to you by Anchor, which you'll hear more about later in the episode. And it's not officially brought to you by Baja Blast, but oh, Mountain Dew, you've done me dirty with your Baja Flash with the pineapple coconut flavoring. And my wife got me a whole case of them, so I'm on my third one right now. On top of the regular Baja Blast. Yeah. So let's get back into it. Last episode came March 7th. Took a little break after that. Said, all right. Couldn't figure out what else to really talk about at the time. Politics have never were my forte. They're just as crazy as ever, but it doesn't feel like the same. Not as crazy as it was, like, say, last year or the last 4 years, but then you had sports. Playoffs were coming up. Bruins, Celtics, they were doing their thing. They got beat, got knocked out. Red Sox, everybody thought they were going to suck. They're killing it right now. They're, as of tonight, they're in Seoul. First place in the AL East. So what's up with that? That's awesome. Do you think I got time to watch games? No. So we did the, I took the break. Did the family vacation in April. Yep, April school vacation week. So my kid was off from her, obviously elementary school for a week. So we took the car. The Highlander, and we drove down to outside of North Myrtle Beach, where my mother-in-law resides 90% of her year, and we hung out there for a week. It was just getting nice, so the pools weren't open, but people were out there swimming. Had a good time, saw some friends down there, and saw some, went to a couple restaurants and, did some shopping. Just relaxed for like a week, playgrounds, take some rides. Just, the everyday kind of thing. I mean, it's not really a tourist spot for us anymore. We've seen like pretty much all the touristy crap in the 3 or 4 years that we go down there. Or 3 or 4 years we've been going down there, I should say. But Yeah, so it's just like a nice getaway for us. You know, we don't have like a lot of extra money to throw down on, say, you know, a cruise or, you know, fly to like Hawaii or something. We're not made out of money over here. But, you know, we try to do our best. You know, we got two young kids and, you know, it's just, you know, it is what it is. Like, but, yeah. Yeah, so we went down there, spent the week down there. Drove back home, always an adventure. Tried out, I'm a big Wawa head. I'd love to hit a Wawa or two on my way up and down. You know, a lot of times just for the sweet tea and the food, I mean, obviously is really good. I've talked about Wawa before, you know, where you go up to the counter, you plug in your order through the kiosk on the counter, they make your order, so there's no, like, miscommunications or stuff, unless they don't know how to read. But yeah, so we hit that up, and then on the way back we found ourselves you know, their direct competition down in Pennsylvania, and they stretched out a lot of the same areas and even went further, you know, south than Wawa did, is a company called Sheetz, Sheetz, and they don't have the iced tea, but they have their own brands of soda, and they do the food the same way, too. They had an amazing burger that I got. I don't even remember what I had on it. It's been so long. And then my wife got a chicken cutlet sub and ate half of it, and then, you know, you get all the way through to the other side of Virginia, and your boy's getting hungry again. So I finished the other half. It was cold, but it was just as delicious as it would have been hot. So, yeah, so now I'm a Sheetz head too. Obviously, don't make me choose between the two, please. That's just rude. And then, so we got back to vacation, back from vacation, get back to work, and my store manager for the company I was working for decided to go nuts while I was on vacation and became an overbearing, horrible person, and decided to take all responsibilities of me as the assistant manager away. Said everything was running smooth when she was gone, so she was going to micromanage the hell out of all of us and make everybody's life miserable until she finally decided to quit and blamed it all on me, saying I was running the store into the ground and causing people to fight with each other, and none of that was happening except for the whole running the store to the ground thing. But that was her, because she did not know how to plan anything, and at one point she was trying to get herself fired, and then she decided to quit instead when she found another job. So good riddance to her. She's trash. Disgrace to any females in the retail industry that are trying to do the right thing. She was not one of those people, and we will not miss her. A week after she put her two weeks after she put her notice in, her last day, I decided to put my notice into the company. Obviously, I did not tell her because it's none of her concern. She was leaving. But I came across a new job. Now, what I had been asking for over a year was to get closer home. As I was driving by 12 of our stores just to get to work every morning in a 45-minute each-way commute. So I'm wasting 90 minutes of my life, where there's three stores within 5 minutes of my house that I could have been working at, or even 10 minutes or 15 minutes from my home. But no, they said, no, we need you down here. We need you to, you know, help run the store. And I said, well, look, you got to get me closer home, or you got to get me into this, you know, the store manager training program, so I can finally get the store that I've been working for 5 years, or I'm out. And they said, no, we're not ready to do that at this time. So I found a company that is got a store 15 minutes from home. They will start me as an assistant manager. I will train to become a store manager. and they matched my pay, which is more than what they do for most people. So they must really like me, I guess. And I'm starting there tomorrow morning, as I'm recording this on Sunday the 27th. And, my friend, I go to training for a week, and then I go to the new store. And I learn a whole new type of retail. It's convenience store with gasoline inside of it, so... that is something I've never dealt with in rigid fuel management, so it's going to be, there's a challenge involved. I'm sure it's not going to take too long for me to figure it out. It's, extra hazmat stuff and ordering. Also, some vendor stuff that I'm going to have to order as well that I haven't done in a few years, but just like riding a bike, I guess. So I'm kind of excited. I also feel like a douchebag because I was still interviewing with other stores after I took the job opportunity and still waiting to hear back from another one that may be paying a lot more than said new position, but who knows? Probably won't work out. I don't know. I have I have faith in what I know and what my abilities are, but I'm kind of a little too humble when it comes to interviewing because I have put myself out there too hard sometimes and then, looked like overbearing. So sometimes I undersell myself, sometimes I oversell myself. But with this new position that I'm starting with tomorrow, I had a friend vouch for me who used to work with me, and he's a store manager for the company, so they took his, his word, and basically when I walked into my interview, it didn't even feel like an interview. It felt like, hey, when do you want to start? That's pretty cool. My buddy Andy, who's never going to listen to this, appreciate it. It should be good. I'll obviously keep everybody in the loop of how good it goes. Another shout out to this horrible summer. We're 7 days into the actual summer, and it was like 90 degrees out today, and your boy's not skinny boy. I'm a chub, so I'm sweating my ass off. So right now I'm recording this halfway between my dining room and my living room, where there's a ceiling fan spinning in the dining room, and there's a wind machine blowing on my back over the computer chair from the living room. And if you can hear either of those, I don't care. I'm hot. I'm bothered. And I am also recording this with no shirt on. So let's get those listeners up. Ooh, ooh. Imagine if I was on YouTube right now. People, they'd be like, boops, boops, boops. Let's flag this. The boobs are out. It's like, dude, there's hair on them too. It's not a girl. Or are they? Those are straight up man boobs. Okay. And I ain't ashamed. I mean, a yes of them, but not that they're out right now. So, that's Twitter joke right now. So it's been 3 months. A lot has changed. And, I'm sorry to anybody who's been waiting for new episodes. I've been kind of sitting back, listening to other podcasts, trying to, get a feel for what I can do better. A lot of people have told me here and there that they like my style because it sounds like I'm having a conversation with you guys. But, that's what everybody does in a podcast. They have a conversation with their listeners. But listeners aren't talking back, obviously. So I got to just roll with the punches in the communication and the conversation and keep it moving. I feel like I'm mumbling too much. And if I am, that sucks, because I'm already almost 15 minutes into this. And, yeah. So, we're going to take a small ad break, and I will return in a minute. If I can get the mouse to move to the stop recording button, like so. So not to feel like I'm stepping on anybody else's toes, like my friend Dave LaPointe's podcast, Complaints and Observations, but I just wanted to touch base on that NCAA baseball tournament bowl going on right now, where the NCAA ruled that North Carolina State University's baseball team, the Wolfpack, oh, yeah, no, that was stupid. Yeah, they were not allowed to play their semifinal game against Vanderbilt because two of the team members were unvaccinated and four other ones tested positive for COVID. Yet the stadiums were open up to anybody vaxxed or not vaxxed, and yeah, so they were allowed to buy tickets and watch the finals that they weren't allowed to even play to participate in. And even though they have COVID in their, you know, in their dugout, locker room, team bus, team hotel, wherever, the so the NCAA said they blamed it on the the medical staff or whatever. And the medical staff said, no, we said we would just do whatever the league would do. So, so the NCAA just pulled another folly on top of all the other follies that they've done in the last century. And, I don't really want to drag this out as a long topic because I don't know enough about it. But I think it's crap what they did to North Carolina State. And I think they deserve to fight the board members of the NCAA baseball and possibly anybody in the NCAA board of directors at this point. So bring your bats too, because those metal bats sound really good when they crush against an asshole's head. There's a frozen shrimp recall out there because they may have salmonella. I was very shocked that Chicken of the Sea, the ones who make the tuna, that is a chicken, Jessica Simpson. I'm surprised that brand actually makes frozen shrimp, because I thought they just made tuna that tasted like chicken from the sea. Another little bit about tuna, Subway. I'm sure everybody's talked about this one. Subway is not real meat. Everything's based off of turkey. I'm sure their tuna is just ground up turkey and mayo, ground it up together and put out there in a bucket that goes bad every day by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, yet they're open until like 9 o'clock at night. And I don't partake in Subway. I think the last time I ate Subway was 10 years ago, and I didn't like it then, and half the time it gave me the runs. So not to get gross or nothing, but yeah. Usually when something gets you the runs, you don't just keep running back to it just because they have a $5 footlong. But what do I know? I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me because I don't love Subway. It's not really fresh, so I can't really eat fresh. I tried this drink that's been advertised for months, maybe a couple of years to me. It's called Ugly. It's got my name written all over it, literally. We got it at my work, and we had a black cherry or fruit punch, but then I went to a different location, also one that was way closer to my house than the one I was working at, and they had one called Dr. Ugly, which was even more sophisticated sounding, and they said it was like, oh, it's like replace soda with ugly, and you get it, and it's like the sparkling water drink. It's not, doesn't taste like seltzer, but it doesn't really taste like water either, and it definitely didn't taste like Dr. Pepper. So in the trash it went, all 8 cans, and I only cracked open one. But yeah, it was pretty disgusting. I highly do not recommend it. And if you do get stuck drinking it, you are UGLY and you don't have an alibi. Or not, I guess. That was really stupid. Sorry. I'm just going to jump off a cliff or something here. Former MLB star Ben Zobrist's wife had an affair with their pastor. I guess she wanted to feel closer to God. Chris Brown's getting sued for smacking someone's weave off their head, and I'm curious as how that is assault since it was not even her own hair. I made a joke on Twitter that didn't take off, and I wanted to read it out here because I'm stupid and I'm just running through a bunch of stuff now to fill time. Because I have another ad break coming up in a little bit, and I want to make sure we have filler for that time. And I miss you guys, and I wanted to write off some dumb stuff because I don't have a lot of extra stuff to talk about right now. So yeah, I just bought a knockoff pill speaker. I call it my placebo. Let's call that the dad joke of the week. And it's not good, so obviously it's a dad joke. There's a new bottled water out there that advertises about how it is made from plastic that was ocean bound and saved. It's called Zen Water. It tastes like hose water from back in the 80s and 90s where you drink out of the side of your house, but it doesn't burn your mouth when you first turn open it up and it shoots in your mouth, I guess. Yeah. We got Red Sox are kicking some serious butt out there, and I'm happy. Probably not going to get to a game this year. Probably I'm shooting to try to go to a Worcester Red Sox game, the AAA affiliate, and the new stadium. New team. Used to be in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, which I loved going down to because the tickets were like $6-$8 each. So as far as I know, Worcester is like $8 to $10 each, and you can probably get shanked after the game if they lose. Kind of getting aggravated with people sending out cameos. It's like, yeah, those are supposed to be like personal messages, and then people just share them on Instagram and Facebook, and some of them seem pretty cool. Most of them are pretty lame. I've decided that the only cameo I'll accept as a gift is if the members of the hip hop group Cameo make one for me. I don't care what it's for. Birthday, Father's Day, National Onion Ring Day. It doesn't matter. I'll gladly take it from that. I've been toying with the idea of making a rap song. It's going to be called The Remix, where I completely mention the original version, except there was never an original version. It could happen, if I get enough motivation. I think it would be really dumb, wouldn't make me any money, but I think it would be fun to do. Don't know how to make a rap song, but I have a microphone and a laptop, so I guess I just need one of those, like, sound wall things so I can record into it directly, so it probably doesn't sound echoey like this may probably do. Donut Saturday. We've been doing Donut Saturday still here and there. A couple Saturdays I couldn't because I either had to work, or a couple weeks ago we went to my cousin's baby shower in upstate New York. It was a 3-hour each way trip. We got there late because we got to the wrong entrance of the of where it was at this state park. And that took like 20 minutes round trip to go down to the other end of the lake to where we couldn't drive anymore. And it was just hiking and kayaking. And then we had to turn around and go all the way back out to the main road, take a right and take another right, and then go 5 more minutes up to the parking lot where the party was 20 feet from the parking lot. Yeah. It was a good time, though. Got to see some family I haven't seen since before COVID. Celebrate another cousin's kid. And, we got the road trip in and out of the way. Had an amazing chicken salad sub from an actual place that makes real food. F off Subway. We got it from this grocery store called Big Y. And I was pleasantly surprised because I didn't know how good their chicken salad sub would be, and it was a top five for me, because I definitely rate chicken salad subs because I love chicken salad. If you're anybody from the South Shore, south of Boston, east of Providence, Willow Tree is amazing. My wife hates it. She says there's way too much mayo in it, and I got a divorce that day. No, I'm just kidding. But, don't come between me and my chicken salad. And, that's just a few topics off the top of my head. And I got another special message coming right up. Hang on. I will be back. I promise. Hey, you look like you need a new t-shirt. I got you. You go to, tpublic.com/user/there-you-go. Right now, you can check out the all new merch store for There You Go Podcast. We have shirts, we have onesies, we have hoodies and kids and adult sizes. We have wall art. Well, that's one wall art thing. Notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, whatever the hell tapestries are, pins, phone cases, laptop cases, stickers, magnets, masks if you're vaxxed or not, whatever, you can still wear them. It's allowed. The baby onesies look pretty cute. T-shirt, tanks, hoodies, crew, long sleeve tees, baseball tees. That is tpublic.com/user/there-you-go. Buy the merch. So, my childhood is basically murdered in the last week and a half. I've mentioned a few times I'm a wrestling fan. I've been watching pro wrestling since 1989 when I was 6 or 7, depending on if I watched the WrestleMania that spring before I turned 7. I don't know for sure how long. I'd be possibly been watching it longer. My dad was a fan growing up. My dad actually almost became a wrestler at one point. He was scouted back in the 70s. He's a smaller guy, he's like 5'10", or was. I don't know. He might be shrinking now. I don't remember the last time I actually told my dad I needed to measure him. But anyway, so he got me hooked on it as a kid, and I just kept watching it because it's, like, consistent, and it's, like, the one constant in my life. And, I watch WWF, WWE is what they call it now for people who aren't hip to the game. They have, the different brands, different shows. The last 3 months they have dropped over 50 guys and girls. A bunch of talent, and it's pissed me off because they're not building up any new talent. The talent they got rid of was the ones they were building up and gave up on, and then brought them back and then gave up on them again. And it's just, I think it was just time. Obviously, they had their own network, and I'm not paying for that anymore since in America we got stuck with having to deal with it through Peacock, where they bought all the rights to the U.S. content. And that has been a catastrophe because they are slowly but surely building the library back up instead of just transferring the library over and then maybe pushing back the deal to, so everything would be on there when it launched. But, it's like, it's dumb, and it's just been so many times, so that's freed up me for say Monday nights, Tuesday nights, and Friday nights. They have a competitor that's 2 years old. They run on the TNT network. It's called All Elite Wrestling. I still watch that because it's got a bunch of guys that were released that I like. A bunch of guys that never got signed by Vince McMahon that entertain me. And it's just a bunch of newer guys. Yeah, you know, it's just something different to watch. You know, storylines are similar. They try to portray it more as a sport than entertainment. And yeah, so that means my Wednesdays are busy when I'm not working the night shifts. I don't even know how my new schedule is going to go with this new job. The store I'm training at is open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. right now, so they don't have enough people to be open 24 hours, or they haven't decided they want to be open 24 hours still. Then the store I'm actually going to be working at is a 24-hour store with the crew that's been there for a while. So they're just getting a whole new management staff from, you know, the store manager who just started and the assistant manager who is handsome. That's me. Yeah, so that frees me up more, probably to get more consistent with this as opposed to the 2 weeks or 3 week breaks in between episodes, or 3 months as per the last episode. Also, you know, gives me more time with the kids, even though like they go to bed around 8 o'clock and then the shows start around 8 o'clock. So it's like, okay, it's not like I'm gonna go cancel my Peacock app either, because I still watch The Office and a bunch of other stuff on there, and the kids like the kids shows that are on there, like Trolls and whatever. I don't even know what else they have. I still haven't watched that Punky Brewster show, but maybe I will soon. You know, I finally caught up on the end of after we finished all our regular stuff on all the other networks, finally caught up on the end of what's the name of the show? Saved by the Bell, the reboot thing with their kids and stuff. It was all right. If they get another season, I'll probably watch it just for filler work. It's the summer, so I don't have a lot of TV going on, which is another good thing that wrestling was for me, was filler, because like if I'm sitting at home not able to go anywhere, I at least had that. I mean, technically I still have the old stuff, but at this point, who cares? You know, I would like to get out more. Obviously I'm not as much of a night owl as I used to be. I'm sitting here like my eyes are super heavy right now. It's only like 9:50 at night, but I still gotta wake up at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning, shower, and get going, help get my youngest, my youngest is in daycare now. Yay. She started back in May. Same daycare we sent our oldest, so they know us, they love us already. They love her, they remember her when she was a baby coming in and out. She didn't go as a baby because we couldn't afford to have both of them in the school and we needed a break for a while, but with my wife's job possibly going back in the office soon, we need a place for the kid to stay when we're at work. Even with my wife being home, she can't really keep an eye on a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old and do her job properly all at the same time. So, it makes it a little easier, because at least a 7-year-old, you can entertain her. She can keep herself busy without fear of her digging into, any cabinets that may have chemicals, or all of a sudden just running around with a knife in her hand, which has never happened, knock on wood. There it goes. Got to get the cord out of the way. But, you know, if you don't have eyes on her, like, who knows what she's getting into. Half the time she runs herself into the fridge and tries to grab snacks out of there, like, all times of the day. Like, I mean, granted, it's, like, fruit and stuff, but, like, we don't want her, like, overeating, obviously. She's a tiny little thing, but, you know, sometimes she has an appetite, sometimes she doesn't. You know, kids, she's 3, so, you know, she doesn't know any better. But yeah, at least the 7-year-old, like, she can entertain herself. We bought a bunch of puzzles, got her books, because she's, you know, she's getting better at reading now, and a couple other games. And I mean, I had the PlayStation, worst case scenario. She wants to, like, the other day she wanted to pop it on while I was home, and I was like, yeah, sure. And she started playing these racing games, and she's like, I'm not very good at these racing games. I'm like, hey, the more you practice, the better off you're going to be. I was like, but at the same time, she's probably got my DNA of not being able to play, like, racing games good, because, I don't know, maybe me, it was because I sucked, but, you know, maybe she does too, who knows. She's only 7, but we'll find out. She might have my horrible gaming genes. But, yeah, so we're going to try out some new stuff soon with this podcast. I just wanted to get out here and, you know, reach out to everybody and apologize again for taking so long. But like I said, you know, work was draining me mentally, physically, emotionally. Things are hopefully about to change. And maybe I got a, you know, it's been 5.5 years since I've been with that company. So, I mean, hopefully something good comes out of this, or whatever else comes my way in the next few weeks. And we'll get this train rolling again. I guess we can call it the TYG Express. I don't know. It sounds really stupid. You know, I appreciate everybody listening. I want you know, make sure you're hitting us up at That Corey Crow on Instagram and Twitter at that. At There You Go Son on Twitter. We're on Instagram at There You Go Pod. Yep. We're trying to put out more content here and there. You know, I'm not, like, still not going out and, like, recording with in public, because it just feels weird. But yeah, hit up that new merch store. It was TeePublic, teepublic.com/user/there-you-go. That's probably about as easy as I'm going to get. It is on the Linktree. I think it's linktree.com/thatcoreycrow. It's on the top of that. Plus, you have the links to Instagram, the Twitter, anything else. Supposedly, I'm trying to start this WordPress thing, which basically is supposed to transcribe my podcast into a, like, a journal post or something. I don't know. Last time I saw WordPress, it was like 11 years ago. So if that's even how long it's been around, you know, give or take, I'm going to see how that works out. It's probably going to be ridiculous, because it's probably going to be my jumbled words all over the place, spelled wrong. Like talk to text, where it just jumbles all my shit together. Or when you try to do one of those announcements on Alexa through your phone, and, you know, you put your kid's name in there, and it just turns into some random verb. I mean, that sounds nothing like your kid's name. It says, hey, come on here and eat your dinner, Tina. I don't have a kid named Tina, but it sounded like, I don't know, like, dumb reference from, I don't know, was that Napoleon Dynamite? Probably. I've never seen Napoleon Dynamite. Yes, I know. I've never seen Napoleon Dynamite. I know. Don't be shocked. It's right up my alley, but never seen it. Maybe I'll watch it. Who knows? I got time. And, yeah, so, yeah, follow us on all the social media. Share the news. That's, you know, There You Go is back. And we're going to, at least I start throwing out some more content out here. Obviously get some more episodes. And yeah, anything you want to talk about, you want me to talk about, just you know, hit us up. If you go through the Anchor link, there's a message box that you can leave a message for me, I guess. No one's ever done it. Or you can just reply to the post about the episode once they drop. Yeah, thanks for anybody who's listened in the past, or anybody who's going to listen now. I appreciate it. Till next time, this is Corey Crow signing off. Bye.